In today's report, I follow up my previous segment titled Awareness Groups in Congress Park to focus on some of the speeches given by the Saratoga Black Lives Matter leaders at the Say Their Names community outreach event. Food, music, and coloring activities were available. Let's listen in.
Black lives matter! Black lives
matter!
Black lives
matter!
Guys, I'm Chandler. Thank you for coming here. So, of course, I just want to start out by saying that y'all need to drop the charges on me and my brother.
Drop them charges!
Drop the charges!
Drop
the charges!
Drop the charges!
Drop the charges!
Daryl Mount, it's been 9 years. 9 years! Do you understand what that does to a family? The turmoil that this has put into the family. They still don't have answers. But what they do see is people in the streets putting their lives on the line for Daryl Mount and still not getting any answers and still not having any help. No one wants to do anything for Daryl's family. There has never been a direct apology to his family. And that's not right. At the end of the day, we will continue to be in the streets until we get justice for Daryl Mount. And I hope that y'all are still behind me every single time, because I know that numbers dwindle, but that doesn't mean that our voices still aren't important. And what happens in Saratoga isn't important. It is important, all the way down to who we elect and put inside of city council seats. It is important. So you should be showing up not only to Saratoga BLM events, but you should also be showing up to the polls. When there's petitions out for people like Kristen Dart, you sign them.
Woo!
It doesn't take much. It's a signature.
We are here to say no more.
No more?
No more. No more.
Bobby Ford should be here. Daryl Mount should be here. Daniel Prude should be here. Elijah McClain should be here. Sandra Bland should be here. Jordan Neely should be here. But they're not. So we must fight for them to continue to make sure that what happened to them doesn't happen to anybody else under our watch. So we cannot be superheroes. We can't be all over the country, although we have been. But we can't be everywhere at once. What we can do as Saratogians, because that's what we are, we're from Saratoga, we can take care of our community. We can let our community know that we are not having that here. We will not have any police brutality here. We will not allow racism to go unchecked here. We will not go into the flagpole and shake hands after you call somebody a racist name. We will not shake your hand after you beat me. I will not shake your hand after you smack me. I will not shake your hand after you spit in my face. I'm gonna fight back. How far have we come in a community where activists are still being attacked because of speech, still being attacked because of the tone of their voices? Don't let you grab a microphone. You might catch two charges. This is the city that we live in. We come to meetings quietly, asking, begging for change, begging for closure of people's families, begging for the abuse to stop, and trying to bridge the divide that's between the community and the city. And what do? We have people who run under false pretenses, use our traumas, use our vulnerabilities against us. Because we were happy when Jim won, weren't we? We thought for once, maybe we actually have a chance at some change. Maybe we are creating what we set out to create, which is equity in our community, less division in our community, and the racism in our community, discrimination in our community. But what do we have? We have people charged right now who have families, children, facing time that they can actually go to jail for. Once again, is that going to... This is my 18th charge. Beat all 16 before then.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is gonna deter me?
No.
Gonna quiet me?
No.
Gonna calm the waters?
No.
Are they pushing the divide?
No.
They're creating the division that they want to create to use it for political gain. We heard how the people view the unhoused in Saratoga Springs. The same people who don't believe in hate and say that we are people who stir up hate and terrorists. The same people who feed the unhoused. The same people who try to clothe the unhoused. The same people who fight for shelters for the unhoused are the terrorists.
That ain't right.
We had people come into city council meetings saying how terrified they are of homeless people. These are the narratives that they built so that Jordan Neely's can happen. And people can applaud it and say, you are right on, you are righteous. You are a hero for doing that. You are a true American hero for doing that. So to make it even more simple for people who want to know what Black Lives Matter Saratoga Springs is fighting for, we're fighting for change. We're fighting for something different. We don't want the norms. I don't want my kids dealing with what I dealt with when I was a kid. What many elders in our community tell us that they dealt with as a kid. The elders who continue to say how much they support us. They can't come out in the streets. They can't march. But they can let us know that they are so proud of the things that we are doing as young people that some of them wish they had the courage to do the same as we are doing right now. We are steadfast. We are keeping our heads down and straight and onto the path for change, equity, and inclusivity within our community. We refuse to be the outsiders within our own community. We refuse to be pushed out anymore by our own community. Our backs turned by our own community, silenced by the very people who we pay and put into power. So it's election year, very important, hence why you see things firing up, why charges are being brought, why activists are wanting to be silenced, why a public safety commissioner that's here to keep people safe decided to vote against a resolution that creates change and acknowledges the wrong past doings of our community. We can never move forward unless we acknowledge our past. But the reason why we are here right now is because of us fighting for these people's lives. And people are building false narratives that are dangerous. It's dangerous to say that we are violent. What, you want us to be another Jordan Neely, another Daryl Mount, another Bobby Ford, who we know who didn't shoot himself, another Breonna Taylor? We have people fighting against banning no-knock warrants after we see what no-knock warrants does to both police, bystanders, and the people who are there going to arrest. They are harmful and dangerous. And although we are happy with the resolution that was passed, that's not a ban on no-knock warrants. We ask that you continue your fight with us, continue supporting us, whether that means coming out in the streets with us, whether that means donating to the free refrigerator in front of the Elks Lodge on Beekman Street, whether that means coming to our mutual aid events and donating clothes, whether that means sending your kids to the youth safe space that we have. So I just mentioned a few things. We do community events in which we feed community. We do community poetry events in which we try to enrich the community with arts. We have art events in which we try to enrich the community with arts. We have GOTV events, which are get out to vote event, to enrich our community with their knowledge of the voting system and polling system and our government style that we have in Saratoga Springs. We have direct action events to let people know that we're not playing any games about change in our community. We encourage people to be engaged in school board meetings to know what's going on in your child's school or your, even if you don't have no children, in your community member schools, where your tax money is going to. What are they doing with these children? Education is key, as we know.
We just heard some of the speeches that occurred on the day, and we were listening to group leader and activist Lexis Figueroa and his sister Chandler Hickenbottom, who is in charge of youth outreach and the group's Saratoga Youth's Safe Space program. To learn more, see the links in the show description. This has been Alicia Washington for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.